Good morning, everybody. My name's Carol, and I'm here today to be baptised. And I would like to let you know why I chose to be baptised. First of all, I wasn't sure that Jesus really did exist, and I used to, like most people, pray to him when I needed help, never really knowing if he was there or not. A doubting Thomas, that's what I was. And then in June last year, my dear husband, he was very ill, and Sue very kindly came to the hospital to visit him, and she prayed with him and anointed him. And he, at the end, he said, Amen. Sue felt a godly connection with him, and that meant so much to me. Then John passed away, and Sue, Mike and Susan came to my house, and I asked them if they would take John's funeral for me. And they very kindly said yes. So just before the funeral, my son Mark and I came to CBCF and met all you lovely people, such wonderful people that are here. And I saw such a passion in you all. And I wanted that passion so much. And I prayed to God for it. And in return, he gave me a dream. And I dreamt that I was in bed and my husband was there beside me. And he put his hand over me, and as he did, I turned and I saw him raise from the bed up against the wall. He looked so radiant and so beautiful and shiny, and his new face, it was just like he was when we first got married, when he was in his 20s. And he said to me, look at my legs. Now, at this point, I need to tell you that John didn't like his legs. They were very, very thin. And so, you know, but the legs that he had now, they were beautiful. And he absolutely looked radiant. I've lost my place now. Where am I? Sorry. Yeah, that was it. He raised. And then, that's it. Sorry. Thanks, Len. Then he raised his arms up and he said to me, look, he said, I have a new body. And then I woke up, and then I told Leanne, my daughter, and Mark, my son, and about my dream. And Leanne said to me, Mum, read 1 Corinthians 15, 35 to 58, and it's called The Resurrection Body. And Leanne is going to read this for us today, and she's going to read from 35 to 44.
Okay. Which is quite appropriate today because it is the resurrection. Yeah. So the resurrection body, someone will ask, how can the dead be raised to life? What kind of body will they have? You fool. When you plant a seed in the ground, it does not sprout to life unless it dies. And what you plant is bare seed, perhaps a grain, a wheat, or some other grain, not the full-bodied plant that will grow later. God provides that seed with the body he wishes. He gives each seed its own proper body. And the flesh of living beings, it's not all the same kind of flesh. Human beings have one kind of flesh, animals another, birds another, and fish another. And there are heavenly bodies and earthly bodies. The beauty that belongs to heavenly bodies is different from the beauty that belongs to earthly bodies. The sun has its own beauty, the moon another beauty, and the stars a different beauty. And even among the stars there are different kinds of beauty. This is how it will be when the dead are raised to life. When the body is buried, it is mortal. When it is raised, it'll be immortal. When buried, it is ugly and weak. When raised, it is beautiful and strong. When buried, it is a physical body. And when raised, it will be a spiritual body. There is, of course, a physical body. So there has to be a spiritual body.
So when I read that, when I read what was there, I knew that John was in his spiritual body. And he was there with, my darling John was there with Jesus. And now I have that passion that all my new friends have. I have that passion knowing that Jesus really does exist and that really is a life ever after. Amen.